All right. Welcome to another episode of Stoner's Journal. Just episodes all about emotions. And as a kid, my father, stepfather, used to tease me that I was too emotional. So here's to you, kid. This episode is for you. So if you're dead inside like me, you probably won't hear a thing. But if you can stomach the entire podcast, I think I might be able to make you feel as sick enough to choke down this next line of bullshit I'm about to spit out. And at least you're feeling something, right? I can remember not long ago when my true emotions ran the show. My defiant self paid the toll, so instead I shoved them down below. Beneath my eyes, beneath my heart, and beneath my soul. And lived a life of self-control. Read, study, learn, and grow into an older version without the glow. Pour richer as opportunities flow. You can never reckon the two, but just don't blow. Through your life with no emotions to show, cause your emotions will help you to grow. Don't be afraid to show your true emotions. Unless you're just a little too slow. So what I've learned is that I got it all wrong. Feeling emotions is the tuning of thy song into the frequency of life and the living all along. It's the experience of love that's life's little song. And it's the ultimate expression that you and I belong and that we have one another as us humans slowly evolve. Creating lasting memories with you is the story of our song and expressing my emotions in tune, all while smoking my bong. As children, we outwardly and willingly show our character, our true selves, the person we really are on the inside, what is often referred to as our human nature. Just watch children as they play unsupervised and you'll see a child's true nature emerge pretty quickly. You can pick out the future leaders, the followers, the bossy ones, the greedy ones, you know, the bullies, the arrogant ones, and the jokesters. Now, I believe people are like animals and are coded to behave a certain way. It's in our DNA. We're essentially programmed towards certain behaviors. So when they say people are just born evil, you know, I totally believe that. And of course, the opposite is true. Giving children grow up to be unselfish people, and the gentle and the kind often grow up to uplift and change people's lives for the better. Some people are born good and with love and kindness in their heart, and it shows. It shows in their actions. Children demonstrate this every day on the playground, in plain sight. We adults just get better at hiding it as we grow up. But you can still spot them every now and then, like those people that love to drive in the fast lanes on the highway. They're the same fools running to the front of the line when the recess bell rang. You know, as adults, we just learn to mask our true emotions to strangers' eyes. See, my whole point is that we're all the same at our core now as adults, as we were as children playing on that playground unsupervised. Only now as adults, we're given that choice to act one way or the other. Our nature will urge us in one direction or the other depending on who we are at the core, you know, our character. In a society without rules, without supervision, we've seen what happens with the riots. When no one's watching you, humans are known to have committed some unspeakable acts. Now put 7.5 billion of us, grown-ass children, on a spinning rock with limited resources, and it quickly devolves into a world made up of the haves and the have-nots, creating a hierarchical pecking order measured by money, power, and a bunch of other superficial shit that the masses occupied, that keeps the masses occupied, and our attention is diverted in other places. My problem with this is the haves are more often than not the dicks of the world, and the have-nots are always looking for the come-uppings. The haves are greedy people whose thirst will never be quenched, while us nice people sprinkle out all throughout humanity are too busy setting up the water stands for those greedy runners that always seem to pass us by in life. Why? Because we're too busy staying in line, following the rules, waiting for our opportunity to stand out and to help and do our part. Be a part of the system and not the problem. Isn't that what Mother Earth used to say? Well, enough is enough, and I'm pissed off, and I want you to know about it, Mom. I'm just going to say it, you know. I'm tired of people using mental illness as an excuse for being a sorry excuse for a human being. Mental illness is a real thing, but people are just taking certain liberties and stretching the very definition of the term off their rocker. Like, how do you tell someone in your family that they're not as crazy as they think they are? That in itself is crazy. The fact is, this is who they are as a person. You either decide to be the victim or you're victorious. You are among the weak or have and the have-nots. Why? Because you have not awakened to the reality that your ego is currently trapped in. The fact is, you don't need anyone to tell you who you are. The fact is, you already know who you are. You make that decision every day. To my family member, I love you, but go sell your con to someone else, because all you is to me is a manipulator, or better known as a user, in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. It's what you turned out to be. You've probably been that way your whole life. But guess what? You can change. If you want to, you can change. It all begins with expressing just one simple emotion. That emotion is called love. Love yourself. Love one another. Display love. If everyone loves everything, then no one will hurt or go hungry again. With love, no one will be no more. All love, no war. Love one another. That ultimately determines the score. Well, that does it for this episode of the Stoner's Journal. As always, thanks for listening.